finance and economics.
Emergency policies. Reds under the bed. Anti-price gouging laws are too minor to be communist.
Kamala Harris's price gouging ban would be the first of its kind nationally in America. It is far from clear that such a policy is required, but it would have precedent at lower levels of government. 37 states have rules to stop firms from excessive price rises. Those decrying Ms. Harris's idea as a step towards communism can be reassured that many are Republican strongholds from Arkansas to Idaho. Typically, states limit interventions to times of emergency with a focus on essentials such as power generators. During the COVID-19 pandemic, state governments expanded the definition to include face masks, hand sanitizers, and the like. According to a review by the American Bar Association, it is often up to individuals to report what they believe is unfair pricing, with the authorities deciding on how to handle the tips. The pandemic offered a test of how such rules work. In most states, the emphasis was on warnings to correct bad behavior. Florida's Consumer Protection Office was highly active, with about 100 of its lawyers and staff assigned to investigating allegations. Acting on 5,300 complaints over the course of 2020, the state's attorney general, a Republican, said that her team recovered about $2 million for consumers. Florida was also one of many states that worked closely with online shops, such as Amazon, to block obvious gouging. When warnings do not work, states sometimes use lawsuits. The cases, though, are rarely black and white, especially when involving established firms. New York sued Hillendale Farm, an egg distributor, after it quintupled prices early in 2020. That was resolved when Hillendale promised to refrain from excessive pricing and agreed to donate 1.2 million eggs to food banks. In Texas, a lawsuit against Calmaine, another egg supplier, was dismissed, though the decision was reversed on appeal by the state. The firm says that its price increases merely reflected market forces. If these cases seem innocuous, that is because they are minor. In the past, when states have imposed extensive price caps, the effects have been worse. During the oil crisis of the 1970s, price controls led to shortages. A study found that queues at Californian petrol stations alone cost the equivalent of $5 billion. The more broadly anti-price gouging laws are applied, the more they look like price controls, which are deeply harmful.